Welcome to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth. I'm an intimacy coach and psychologist. I created this show to explore the erotic alphabet, to help you learn more about desire and expressing your desires, discover ways to spice up your relationship and create that sizzling relationship you've always wanted. I do this through solid science, real life stories, and interviews with an exciting variety of sexperts. Listen in weekly as I share key strategies to help you create your ideal sexual life. Make sure you join us to access even more sexual strategies on my blog, A to Z of Sex. Access our monthly newsletter with subscriber-only offers at www.atozofsex.com. That's A-T-O-Z-O-F-S-E-X. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the A to Z of Sex. I'm Dr. Lori Beth, and I am your host. We are working our way through the erotic alphabet one letter at a time. Today, the letter is K, and K is for kissing. I have always thought that kissing is underrated. It is how many cultures express affection, and often deep kissing is the first part of a sexual encounter. When we are children, many of us learn that a kiss from a parent can heal all wounds. Come here and let me kiss your boo-boo is a phrase that's heard by toddlers all over the Western world. As a parent, there's nothing like a kiss from your child. As for lovers, if kissing doesn't work, often the relationship ends right there. Kissing can be formal and ritualistic, seen as a sacrament. So there are kisses as part of all the world's major religions that are sacramental kisses. Kissing the hand can be a symbol of respect. But where does kissing come from? There are two schools of thought as to where kissing began. One school of thought sees kissing as developing from feeding, where mother would pre-chew the child's food and transfer it mouth to mouth. This is done with many animal species throughout the world, so it's quite plausible that this is where kissing actually began. And this was done in early man development. Indeed, there was also something called courtship feeding, which was when you were courting somebody, you would pre-chew their food and transfer mouth to mouth that way, which looks a lot like deep kissing. It also involves sucking the food in and sucking on the tongue, so it's very plausible. The other school of thought is that kissing is simply instinctual. Kissing as part of sex is mentioned as early as 3,500 years ago in Hindu and Buddhist writings. And the Kama Sutra, which is the Hindu Vedic text devoted to lovemaking, devotes an entire chapter to kissing. Kisses in the Kama Sutra include the nominal kiss, where the receiver allows the lover to initiate the kiss and merely responds with a press of the lips. The throbbing kiss, where the woman opens her mouth slightly, moving her lower lip only. The Kama Sutra is written as a heterosexual text. However, all of these work with same-sex couples as well. So we look at these as often the person who is the more dominant or the more active, and the person who's in the role of the receptive, the more submissive or the more passive. The touching kiss, the receiver places their hands over their lovers and also touches the lip with their tongue. In the straight kiss, both parties share equally and place their lips together. In the bent kiss, lovers bend their heads towards each other as they kiss. The pressed kiss involves the lower lips of both lovers pressing tightly against each other. I find fascinating that the lips are divided in a lot of these descriptions of kisses, and wonder how many of you have actually noticed using one or both lips or one lip and then the other lip when you're kissing. It's an interesting thing to pay attention to. And if you're not doing it, it's an interesting way to vary the feeling of the kissing that you are doing, and can be a lot of fun. The greatly pressed kiss, one lover cups the lower lip of the other with two fingers, and then touching the lip with their tongue, presses it tightly with their own lip. The wager kiss is a game, and each lover tries to grab the other's lower lip first. It's a teasing game, and actually women are advised to cry in order to win this game or increase the wager. It's a game that can demonstrate how much passion you have for the person you're playing the game with. In the kiss of the upper lip, both lovers concentrate on one of the lips, or the one partner initiates the upper kiss by getting the upper lip of the other, and the other gets the lower lip, and they use the whole of the lips in their kiss. Sounds complicated, but it's a lot of fun to practice. In the clasping kiss, one of the lovers takes both lips of the other into theirs and smooches. If the tongue touches the palate, teeth, or tongue of the other, it's called the fighting of the tongues, and this is very much like a deep kiss, or a French kiss, as we often call it. At one point, French young couples were kissing so passionately on trains that French kissing had to be banned on the metro in France. The Kama Sutra goes on to talk about the emotions induced by different types of kisses and when to use different types of kisses in great detail. Kissing is noted in the Old Testament on a number of occasions. The Song of Songs has probably the most often quoted lyric on kissing. May he kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for your love is better than wine. The Romans adored kissing and were probably responsible with spreading kissing from North Africa through all of Europe. They defined several types of kissing: the hand or the cheek, the mouth with closed lips, which was used for relatives, and with open mouth, which was a passionate kiss between lovers. The study of kissing as a science began sometime in the 19th century and was named philematology. Darwin wrote about kissing and kissing-like behaviors, including rubbing noses and sniffing the other person. And Darwin believed that kissing was, in fact, innate behavior. Wherever there is deep affection in Western cultures, kissing is used to express it. It has also been used as an expression of extreme gratitude, so you might read that somebody fell upon their benefactor with kisses, or fell upon their patron with kisses. In East Asian cultures, sniffing the person and kissing the cheek is the most common form of kissing. And mouth-to-mouth kissing is primarily reserved for sexual foreplay. So what is it about kissing that draws us in? Kissing uses all of our senses. I'm going to stop for a moment, and I'd like you to take that moment and think about the last really good kiss you experienced. See if you can remember the sensory data from that kiss. Do you remember the smell of the other person, the taste of their mouth, how their lips felt? Okay, try that now. I'd be interested in your feedback as to what you remembered. If you could hear a little sound in the background, I record with my small puppy on my lap, who often feels the need to lick my hands. So you may have been hearing the sound of kissing in the background. Kissing gives us the opportunity to connect intimately. It's one of the best ways to reconnect as well. I often find that couples who have gotten to the place where they've stopped kissing are actually having the greatest level of difficulty, and that couples who are experiencing a sexless portion of their relationship or a time in their relationship where they aren't having much sexual contact, if they're still kissing, the problems don't necessarily register. They don't run as deep. In fact, some are quite happy with that hiatus as long as they're still kissing and able to have that level of affection. You have tons of nerve endings in your lips. In fact, they can feel as much or more pleasure than the clitoris or the penis. Helen Fisher, who is an anthropologist from Rutgers University, believes kissing most likely evolved to encourage three essential needs: lust, attraction, and attachment. Our libido drives us to find sexual partners. Romantic love drives us to commit to a relationship or multiple relationships, and attachment's what keeps us together over the long haul. Kissing causes the release of oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone, which promotes trust, attachment, and bonding. Therefore, it increases intimacy as well as passion. Passionate kissing will get your libido started by raising your blood pressure and your heart rate. Open mouth kissing with a man allows for transfer of testosterone, which increases the sex drive, the libido of the partner. Kissing burns calories, 1 to 2 per minute, and it will lower your stress levels, probably as a result of the oxytocin and also as a result of the endorphin release. Endorphins are our natural painkillers, and our natural endorphins are 200 times stronger than morphine. Kissing can increase your life expectancy. Research has demonstrated that married men who are kissed goodbye by their wives each day live on average 5 years longer. Isn't that a great reason to get married? When we kiss, it helps us to choose the right mate, because we take in so much biological information via saliva and pheromones. It can let us know if we're biologically compatible or if we're too closely related biologically to produce viable offspring, which is what the whole process was originally about. I don't know if you've noticed, but some people might smell right to you, and other people, their own natural smell just doesn't work for you. For many people, that's enough to end a relationship quite quickly. When you're healthy, kissing can boost both people's immune systems. And kissing uses all 34 muscles in the face. Great kissers use their whole bodies. They nibble, use their tongues, move with their partners, and most of all, they take their time. Movies had to contend with the Hay Code from about 1928 to the mid to late 50s, where kissing for 3 seconds was all that was allowed. This got developed as a result of some of the silent films where kissing happened for a lot longer, and some people felt that that wasn't appropriate. Filmmakers were creative and started to break off kisses every 3 seconds. And yet the kisses lasted a long time. For example, in Alfred Hitchcock's 1946 film Notorious, there is a 2.5 minute kissing scene.
Valentino was famous for kissing a woman's hand and then kissing right up her arm and finishing by kissing the back of her neck. Kissing all over the body is incredible foreplay. The Kama Sutra describes different types of kissing on different areas of the body and gives specific instructions as to how to gain specific emotional and sexual responses. When staying aroused has become a problem in a relationship, returning to just kissing can help things to move on. I have often asked couples to restrict themselves to kissing for a few weeks and note their responses. They usually report a large increase in desire and higher levels of intimacy while they are spending lots of time only kissing. Kissing can let you know how satisfied a man is with your relationship. A study done at the Kinsey Institute for Sexual Research demonstrated that kissing and cuddling were the most important predictors for relationship satisfaction. A study at University College London found that men who kiss their partners goodbye before leaving the house have fewer road traffic accidents. As I said before, kissing releases natural endorphins, so it acts as a brilliant painkiller, and the effect lasts longer than the kiss. Kissing increases confidence. When you kiss someone, you're telling them they're valuable to you, attractive to you, and that you want to be intimate with them. All of these messages increase self-confidence and self-esteem. A German study found that men who left home after having a good deep kiss from their wives earn more money. And the same hormones, oxytocin and endorphins that I mentioned earlier, can help boost self-esteem and confidence as well as bonding and attachment and pain relief. As your kissing prowess increases, your confidence increases because you can see that you're creating intense joy in your partner, increasing their desire, and increasing their sexual satisfaction. If your relationship has reached a bit of a stall, your desire has decreased, why not use kissing to help get things moving again? For all of you who are in relationship to someone, I'm going to place a challenge. For the next 2 weeks, spend at least 5 minutes kissing your partner every day. I'd love to hear your stories about kissing and the results of spending 2 weeks kissing for 5 minutes every day. Email me at LoriBeth@AToZofSex.com. That's LoriBeth at AToZofSex.com. Thanks for joining me this week for the A to Z of Sex. Please write in with your questions at DrLoriBeth@AToZofSex.com. That's DrLoriBeth at AToZofSex.com. Same email address as below, as above. And visit both websites, https://ATOZOFSEX.com and https://the-intimacy-coach.com for more information about sex, sexuality, gender, and relationships. For a free 30-minute session with me, head over to https://ATOZOFSEX.com, that's AToZofSex.com, and click on the button that says Book Now. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you listen. Sign up for regular news from me by filling in the contact form on either website or sending me an email. Join me next week when the letter will be L. I look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for tuning in. You were just listening to The A to Z of Sex. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review here on iTunes and make sure you head over to www.atozofsex.com. That's A-T-O-Z-O-F-S-E-X. To subscribe to my free newsletter to help you keep your sex life sizzling. Stay tuned for upcoming weekly episodes as we work our way through the sexual alphabet to discover the wide world of sex, sexuality, desire, and intimacy. Knowledge gives you the power to create relationships that bring you satisfaction and joy. Hope to see you next week.